umiyat, and there's a miyat of a zeis. So the svar goes, marba niyas elu amarba, all the first psulim, show you psulim bakredish. That the mice, when the animal first came into the Beis HaMikdash, it was kosher. The psul first happened later in the Beis HaMikdash. That's not so bad. Therefore the din is, imolu lo yerit. Umaytani, but it come to exclude, es elu, the last psulim. Shloho ye psulim bakredish. That all those psulim, roiva, nirva, muksa, klayim, chayfi, yetzadoifin, all happened even before it came into the Beis HaMikdash. So it was never fit at all, and never had like a shas akasha. Therefore the din is, teirid. If those things go on top of the Mizbeach is not Mekadosh them, but rather the din is Teret. Now, for Rabbi Yehuda, Maisalei Mehocha, Rabbi Yehuda dashes like this. So like Rashi says, it means the sharp Sula Mehocha. According to Rabbi Yehuda, so far he has three Miyutim to take out Nishkot of Alayla, those three Psulim. How does Rabbi Yehuda know to say all the other Psulim is Imolo Lo Yerid? He learns it out Mehocha from here. Why was it said lon bedam kosher? Let's say there was a psul lan, that means you left the dam overnight, or you left the dam after shkia. You did not make this rikum. So the psul upon the dam. How do I know now that b'dieved, if that dam was put on the mizbech, it's lo yerid? Sherei lan kosher b'imurim. Because the loch is, even if you leave over the imurim also overnight to the next day, and then you put it on top of the mizbech, it's also lo yerid. Now the question is, how do I know that? So I'm learning out dam from imurim, from the fats. But lon b'imurim kosher, how do we know lon b'imurim is kosher? Sharei lan kosher b'basa. Because by korban shlomim, the other din is the meat. Even if it's left over to the next day, the second day, still you will not eat it. And the more will soon last, how can we learn out from shlomim? That's the mitzvah b'kach. The mitzvah of basa or shlomim is, you will not eat it for 2 full days, or in 2 days and 1 night in between. The imurim, in fact, is supposed to burn the first day. So how could I learn out that if you leave the murim overnight the next day, still with some olu lo yerdo, from the fact you'll not eat the bus for the second day? The Gemara will soon ask this question. But I call upon him, that's the limud, that since the basar of shlomim, you'll not eat the second day, you see there's no psulan by basar, so what didn't be the evid, the murim and the dam, if it was left overnight, the next day it goes on top of the mizbeach, and then it's lo yerd. Yaitse, if there's the psul yaitse in the dam, he took the dam out of the azara. How do you know there? Because by the Bamis, Bisman there was the Bamis, there's no Beis Midish, no Mishkan, then there was after a Bamis. And by Bamis there's no Psu Yaitzei. Every Bam was, you can build it wherever you want. Tamei, how do I know about if the meat became Tamei, or the dam, it's a Molu Layered? We know about Korban Sibar, you'll have to bring it to Tuma. But since there's an Eifim, where it could be brought by Tuma, to the Yevitis Layered. Chuslas Manoi, how do I know by the psul tigul that b'dieved if the meat the behemoth on the mizbeach we leave it there? Hoylo meratz le'tigulai. The sfarot has said that lemais for the dalar avodis were done. Like we learned before, how is tigul chal? That when you do the dalar avodis the shame tigul, it's considered this korban has the 4 avodis done in it, and it makes it tigul. So the avodis help to make tigul. Therefore, the sfarot this animal should be layerit. Chuslam kaimai. What about we have the machshava to eat the basar the wrong place? So the Teretz is, however, Yiskish to Chutz Zmanoi, the Psul Chuslam Koimai has the same halacha as Ekish as Pigul. And just like that, Pigul is a Molo Yerid, as the Svar Maratz Lepigulai, or then Chuslam Koimai also. Shekibloi Psulim Bezorker is Domon. How do I know that if they made a Kabbalah by Psul, or a Zrikib of Psul, it's a Molo Yerid? So as far as the Echonami, the Anech Psulei, the Chosli Avoy de Sibar, we're talking about where the Kayim was Tamei, that was his Psul. And like I said before, by Korban Sibar, even the Avoy de Kibidam Betumma, therefore, B'dieved, if it's Olo, it's Layered. So that's how Yudu knows all the other Psulim, Im Olo, Layered. Now the Gemara asks the question again, like we said before, how could you learn out Lan of Dam, from the Lan of Imurim? And Lan of Imurim, how you learn out from Bosor, from the Gemara of Chidonin Dover, Shalei Be'achsheroi, Midover Shebe'achsheroi, like how can you learn out if you leave the blood overnight, or you leave the Amurim overnight, that the next day will be a din of Molo Yerid, from the fact you'll not eat the Bosor of a Kormish Shlom the second day, to eat the Bosor the second day, that's Be'achsheroi, that's the Echshe, that's the din of a Shlomim, so Pshita you'll not eat it. How can I learn out from that, to the Emurim and to the Dam, that's Shloi Bechsher, it's not the Kedinoi. The din of the Dam is only to make this Rika up until Shkia, and the Emurim is to burn it until the end of the night, but not the next day. And with the Gemara Nechanami, Tono Azois Torah Soilo, Riba Samachle, says Zois Torah Soilo, that's Riba Wumarba, all the Psulim. So we're only saying Svaros according to Yuda, which one yes and which one no. So Sonny Iksas Svaros to say that Lan of the Emurim and the Dam is not such a big soul. Therefore, it goes included in the Riba of Zois Torah Soilo. The since of the type of a Lan, Enechman Yispach Sheroi, that you're allowed to eat the boss of the second day, that's a sort of saying, even when you have the psul of lan and of vosor, it's not that bad, and therefore it's included in the ribui of Zois Terasayla, that v'dievet, if it's put on top of the mizbeach, the din is lo yared. It's not like nishkat of alayla. It's not like nishpach dama or roshiyot sadama chustakloyim. Those three psulim are worse, according to Rabbi Yehuda. Omer Eligmor says, Omer Rabbi Yechanan, Rabbi Yechanan says, Omer Rabbi Yechanan, Hashoich et Deim of Alayla Bifnim. If you shech the korban inside, in the base of Migdash, at night time, Alayla, so it's a shechita psula, Asilchus Kabonis is possible, and then Ela Bachutz, somebody takes this meat and burns it outside, chutz from the base of Migdash, Chayif, you're over the lav of chutz. Even though this korban is not fit to be burned Lifnim, Lichatchila, because since the shechita was done at night, it's possible. But so what? The mitzvah still does. It's a korban, and it's also to burn it outside. Still, you be chayiv follow eschutz. And the more explains on top of that tehei, what's the svara? The more it says